There was some interesting research done very recently by the Macular Disease Foundation, finding that around 75% of Australians in the age bracket of 50 to 64, so I guess just pre-retirement, now in weekly care looking after older parents in some way, and at the same time some or many are also looking after grandchildren. And an interesting point that was brought out of that as well is while you're looking after somebody else, you potentially may not be taking control of your own health or prioritising it. To talk to us about that from Macular Disease Foundation is Julie Herity. Good morning, Julie. I guess macular degeneration, we can start there. I mean, how important is eye health generally?
Eye health is very important. I mean, so many surveys that have been done over the years where people say that sight is so essential to their well-being, their quality of life, their ability to, you know, drive, to read. It's all about our sight. And unfortunately, people often don't see it as part of their overall health care. They think, oh, go and have my pap smear, go and have my blood pressure checked. But their eyes, they just don't see it as part incorporating in that health care.
If you don't have anything, like anything visibly wrong with you, no pun intended, is there an age where we should definitely start to put that into practice, start to have a look at, now's the time I need to look get my eyes checked?
Well, look, over 50 plus, our risk starts to climb. Because with macular degeneration, that's the leading cause of blindness and severe vision loss in Australia, age, smoking and genetics are the three risk factors. So as we get older, the risk climbs. And of course, with macular degeneration, this is a disease at the back of the eye. So you can have the very early signs without knowing. And that's why an eye test is so important. The other major eye disease is diabetic eye disease. And for your listeners who have diabetes, it is most important to have ongoing eye tests. Why? Because even if you've got your diabetes under control, one of the major risk factors is longevity, that is, of having the disease. So many people have diabetes and they go and get diagnosed with diabetes, have an eye check, it's all okay, and they go, well, that's good, I've got my diabetes under control, I've a couple of years passed, but they don't go back and get those eye tests. And as I said, the longer you've got diabetes, the higher the risk of eye disease. So it's very, very important for those big eye diseases and for anyone, for any eye problem, to have that eye test, because the back of the eye, you don't know what's going on.
Particularly if like you said, there are no symptoms. And as you said, Julie, over 50, that's a given, but for any of us as well that may not be there yet, can't hurt to go and get checked out for peace of mind. I am interested, though, in some of the survey results that did come out when you commissioned your survey, saying that many of us are looking after older parents. Is this like a shift from years gone by? Is this a fairly new trend, relatively speaking?
Well, I think it's because we're ageing. So there's a huge ageing population. We're all living longer. So in Australia, we've got, you know, when we did our survey with, you know, 2.5 million people aged between 50 and 64 are providing weekly care and support to older parents in some way, and almost half are supporting grandchildren. So, you know, 2.5 million people out there, they could be working, they could be part-time, they could be retired, but they're running around doing things. You know, I put myself in this category. You know, I'm sure many of you listeners can identify, you know, that, hey, Mum, it's 6 o'clock, can you pop over and just pick up, my grandson from daycare because I'm just caught at work, or, you know, Mum and Dad need to be taken to the doctors, or they're in care, or I cook their meals, or I go round and visit them, or I make a phone call. All of these things we're all doing more and more of. You know, our kids need to go and save for a house, and we're all helping them. You know, we're helping our parents age well and be looked at, because none of us want them to go into residential aged care. We want them to be living in their own homes for as long as possible. So we're all busy. We're running and we're doing things. But this is the point. We're neglecting our own health. And with eye health, when we did this survey, only 6% of those people that are doing this care said that an eye disease check is a top health priority. You can't help your parent or parents or your kids and grandchildren if your eye health it's not good. If you can't see, you can't drive, you can't pick up.
Julie, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? But I guess as all of us are taking on those extra responsibilities, we need to make sure we are putting our own health at the forefront as well. Like you said, if you're not in good shape, you can't look after anybody else and do the job you want to do there. That's Julie Herity from Macular Disease Foundation. Some very good advice for us there. It's 9:29 at 2 NURFM.